Chapter 13, Elephant from the Earth Chakra.
And so she looked at the third antelope as she came alive behind the golden net and just couldn't understand why she had such sad eyes. "Why do you have such a sad gaze, my dear antelope? Maybe you know the reason for this curse? And what were those black threads that I untangled and pulled out of the golden net to bring you all to life, all three of you? You are so adorable, so lovable, my three favorite antelopes." "I don't know anything," said the third antelope in response. "Nothing. But you know. I feel it. Tell me. Don't be afraid. I adore you. I love you. And I only want to help. Please, sweet antelope." "I know nothing. I don't remember anything. Ask the wise elephant in the first chakra. He has seven trunks and he's very knowledgeable."
Okay,
I'll visit him in the first chakra of earth. The red earth chakra." "Who is disturbing me?"
Me, the antelope. Take me into your earth chakra. I want to ask you only one question."
"Fine. Come in." And the antelope entered the first chakra and saw a big square. A wise gray elephant was walking, pacing around the square. There and back, there and back. He was thinking, contemplating deeply. Will he help? Will he allow this question that the kind antelope brought? And would he give her an answer? This wise gray, good-hearted elephant from the red chakra.